good to be here this morning. Thankful that everybody could come out, and I know the weather is not very nice, but I'm glad that you made a way to be here with us. And, you know, Terry asked me to take care of Sunday morning, and Jeremy to take care of Sunday night, and I've been praying all week, and, you know, I'm not quite sure where the Lord's going to lead me, but that's up to Him. And I'm so thankful to be here and so thankful for everybody that's made their way out. But I want to read a quick verse. It's in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. And it says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name hath cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, yea, that work iniquity." And that iniquity means wickedness and sin. And my thought this morning was, do you know where you're going? There's a lot of folks that prophesy the name of the Lord that don't know Him like I know Him. They haven't been saved by the Holy Ghost. And I want you to think about that this morning. Where do you stand this morning with the Lord? And I want you to take a personal inventory of where you're at with Him. And pray and ponder on it this morning as they're singing. If God calls you to do something, you need to do it. Don't just sit there and don't wait. Move for the Lord this morning. And I'm going to have you stand. We're going to say a quick prayer. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to come to your house this morning, Lord. And I just thank you for these folks that have made their way this way, Lord, through the snow and through the ice, Lord. But God, I'm just so thankful that you've allowed us to come here to worship you. Lord, if it's our last time worshiping you, Lord, help us do it with spirit and truth and to the best of our ability, Father. God, I just ask that you watch over us and you guide us and you help that spirit to move among us, Lord. Those that aren't saved, Lord, help them to know exactly where they are with you. Lord, and those that are saved that aren't doing right by you, Lord, it's time to burn the ships, and it's time to get in, and it's time to start loving your church and start doing what you called you to do. God, I thank you and I praise you for everything you've done for us and everything that you promised to do. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Glory land, I'll James 1:13.
Happy and free, I love His wondrous name.
page 34. Page 34.
Thankful to be here this morning. Thankful for that good choir singing. We haven't been able to be here for the last couple of weeks. It feels like we've just had sickness running rampant throughout our house, and Seems like one after another just kind of went in circles. And it was yesterday, they were kind of talking about the weather. I heard Cassandra talking to somebody, and they asked her if we were going to come to church this morning, and she said, nothing's going to stop us from getting to the church house this morning. We were coming to the church house. I'm thankful for another opportunity to be able to gather together to glorify God this morning. We serve a mighty good God who's been so good to us, and we don't deserve a minute of it, Brother Sean. We're wretched and vile people, but through His grace and mercy, He's allowed us to be able to be born again, to be able to be a part of His grand old church, and He continues to bless us every day. I'm thankful for that this morning. But we'll ask everyone that will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has a unspoken prayer request, and it's all over the house. Lots to pray for this morning. Does anybody have a spoken prayer request? Let's remember Brother Andrew, and really remember me tonight, and let's pray for our pastor. He's at Crouch's Creek this morning, so let's really lift him up too.
Let's remember Brother Roy.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, just remember Joyce Evans.
Remember my dad, he's been in the hospital since.
Just remember that. Remember that. Anybody else this morning? Remember Corey. Let's pray for Creed. Absolutely. There's a lot to pray for this morning, but I'm thankful for the rock that we can go to with our prayers. I'm thankful He hears them. If nobody else has anything, we're going to ask Mike Nichols to lead us in prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Cassandra sings a song that I love. It says, often I go to my altar and I get down on my knees, and if I don't draw my mind off of the world, he won't hear me. But the chorus says, but there's been a few times. I'm thankful this morning was one of them few times he let me enter into his throne room. I appreciate the spirit I've already felt this morning. We'd like to say, if you're a visitor here this morning, we'd like to welcome you here. We'd ask you just to follow the Lord this morning. We're all just God's people trying to do our best to follow him. But we'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Just follow the Lord. If he's giving you a song or a testimony, it's important to follow him, and I'm sure Andrew would appreciate it. Let's pray for him as they come, church.
Saw his wife sin in the garden. In the distance, God saw the cross. And when Cain killed his brother, God was watching. And God saw.
Man in anger, God saw a cross. And when David chose Bathsheba over honor, God knew there had to be a cross. God saw a cross. My soul was helpless without. God still saw a cross. God saw a cross being raised on the horizon. God saw His Son being slain for one and all. God saw His blood being shed for our redemption, for every fall. God saw. My heart to Jesus. From that moment of time until forever, when God sees me, He only sees the cross. God sees the cross
being raised on the horizon. God sees His Son being slain for one and all. God sees His blood being shed for our redemption, for every fall. God sees the cross
for every fall.
God saw. People often ask me why I believe. They say I was in at Calvary to watch Him die on the tree. They ask, how could one man do all the things that you say and rise from the dead after 3 days in the grave? I tell them it's all true. I've seen it for myself, but not with these eyes that you see. One day I opened my heart and Jesus came in. I saw it all through the eyes of faith. Through the eyes of faith, His miracles I see. Through the eyes of faith, my Jesus showed me. I saw Him in the fire, protecting each and every man. I saw Him standing on the water, reaching out for Peter's hand. I saw Him make the blind man see with one touch of His hand. I saw it all through the eyes of faith. Once I was blind from the sin I was in, lost and all alone, and then Jesus took my hand. He parted my Red Sea, He led me to Calvary. Oh, these miracles you see, He did them all for me. believe in your heart, He'll show you these miracles too. Though you will not see with your eyes naturally, but you can through the eyes of faith. Through the loaves of bread, I saw him wake up Lazarus 4 days after dead. I saw him die on Calvary. He did it all for me. I saw it all through the eyes of faith. I saw him die on Calvary.
I didn't want to get in the way this morning, but this song was on my heart, and everything that I have is in the blood. All my hope's in the blood this morning.
Every hope that I have here in this old sinful world is anchored in the blood.
Has washed away my sin.
Trinity Church.
Just pray for us. I haven't really felt like singing for a while, it seems like, and so this morning I felt like it, and I'm so thankful for that. I miss being able to sing, and so just pray for us. We need to practice. We need to get things together better, but if God wants us to move, we need to try. So just listen to the words of this song, and I'm glad to be here. I'm thankful for what I can feel in my heart.
Yeah.
So just pray for us.
Grace be sufficient. Oh, how will I know the next time my heart is broken? Will it be mended? Oh, I have a promise that tells me it's so. Just go back to the moment He saved me. I just go back to every prayer He's answered for me. Then I don't have to worry about next blessing. The past is a promise. I'll have all that I need. Did He deliver Moses? Did He comfort Elijah? And was David a part of His promise to me? Did God's Son rise out of Judah? Did He walk up Golgotha? The past holds the power of His promise to me. I just go back to the moment He saved me. I just go back to every prayer He's answered for me. Then I don't have to worry about my next blessing. The past is
thankful for that promise. I'm thankful for that lively hope that we have that's anchored in the blood. Saul, it's good to be here this morning. The Lord's surely moving. We appreciate Brother Gary's move. And like I said, we appreciate everyone that's here. I missed Brandy and Lee this morning. They know they're not visitors, and we surely love them dearly to death. But I just feel like right now it's a good time. We'll just turn it over to Brother Andrew. You just really keep praying, church.
I'll tell you, man, I'm scared to death this morning. But if you couldn't feel the Lord in that, you might want to check what you got. And I'm thankful as I can be to be here this morning. I'm going to have to untie this tie. I got this Martin neck, man. It's choking me to death. But I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful for what the Lord's done for me. And I was thinking about our Sunday school lesson this morning, and it was about the church covenant. And I made a covenant with my church when I got baptized and I was a 9-year-old boy. I haven't always upheld it. There's times where I was out of that covenant and I had to come back to the church and tell them I'm sorry. And that's kind of where my heart's at a little bit this morning. And I want to turn to Acts chapter 19. I'm going to start on verse 11. If you know me, you know I'm a crier, so bear with me this morning. Acts chapter 19, verse 11, it says, "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you," which means to urge, "by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded." And, I was reading earlier in Acts, and there's a guy named Saul. And Saul later became Paul. But Saul did some terrible things. He persecuted the Christians. He was there when they stoned Stephen. He had done some awful things. But God called him. And he put his spirit upon him. And he became Paul. And I thought about that this week. And I thought about, there was a time in my life where Andrew Martin was a Saul. Yeah. Where I got into a point where God couldn't use me. But the Holy Spirit came down on me. Not only did he change my name, but he changed how I acted. He changed everything about me. He changed my spirit, my soul. Everything about me he changed. Have I always been grateful to him? No. But he saved me nonetheless. And I thought about this on here. It said, down here at the bottom it said, "And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?" It's not just enough to know who Jesus is. There's a lot of folks in this world that call themselves Christians. There's a lot of folks in this world that say, "I know Jesus." But do you really know him? Even the evil spirit knew who Jesus was. He knew who Paul was because of the Holy Ghost that was living inside of him. But let me tell you this morning, if you haven't been saved by the Holy Ghost, Jesus does not know who you are this morning. It's time for you to take a step for the Lord this morning. It's time for you to do something for him this morning. If he's calling you and the Holy Spirit's moving in you this morning, it's time to move. We're not promised tomorrow. I think about all this sickness we've had lately. And I think about all those that have passed away lately. You're not promised tomorrow. God is calling you this morning. If it's time to move, it's time to get out of your seat. Because there's coming a day. There's coming a day where God's going to call you and you need to do something. I'm going to move over here to the first verse over here in chapter 19. And it says, And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since we believed?" And they said unto them, "We have not so much as heard whether there be a Holy Ghost." And he said unto them, "Unto them were ye baptized?" And they said, "Unto John's baptism." Then said Paul, "John true or verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thought about that. There's a lot of times in this life where certain religions, they'll baptize you and say, "You're good to go." You know, we baptize babies. We baptize people who just say, I know Jesus. But do you truly know who he is? Lee, I'm thankful when I was a 9-year-old boy, there was a time in my life where I had a personal connection with the Lord. And he saved my soul. Through the Holy Ghost, he saved my soul. And there's a time where he said, "I need you to get baptized." That was the first work we talked about in that in Bible school or in Sunday school. That was the first work towards my life for God. When God saves your soul, there's something that changes in you. You want to do more for him. You want to be more for him. You want to shine your light for him. If God saved your soul and nothing's changed, I would really, man, I'd really wonder what you got. You need to know this morning where you're going. If there's a doubt in your mind, I got good news for you. There's a place you can find out. If God's calling you this morning and he's saying, "I need you," there's a place you can find help. God hasn't called you here this morning through the snow and the ice and everything else out here just to keep you seat. He's called you here for a reason. If you feel that spirit moving in you, it's time to serve the Lord, because you can't sit on the fence. You got to choose a side. You're either in or you're out. You're either for him or you're against him. You either know him or you don't. It's time that God starts using you. And it's time that you start doing something for the Lord. I want to read this last part here. I'm not going to be long-winded this morning. Taylor, I'm going to have you start getting a song. And it says in verse 17 of chapter 19 here, it says, "And this was known to all the Jews," talking about the exorcist here. "It was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mighty grew the word of God and prevailed." If I got a message for you this morning, it's to burn the ships. I love history. And that term comes from when they were conquering America. And one of their leaders said, "If the ships are still sitting out there, they'll think that we got a way out." I got something for you this morning. It's time to burn the ships. It's time not to look back anymore. You might say, "Man, I've gotten in and I've gotten out. It happens to me all the time." It's time to come to an altar, and it's time to give the Lord what's due. It's time for you to take a step in the right direction, and it's time to burn the ships. There's no turning back. It's time to live a life for God where he can use you to the full extent of his power, because we need you. Lord needs you. My family needs you. My kids need you. Everybody in this church needs you. You say, "Buddy, I'm not that important." I'll tell you what, I'm the least among them. You're looking at the least among you tonight. A Saul that became Paul, that God transformed into something that he could use. God's called you here for this reason this morning. If the Spirit's moving in your heart, you need to come this morning and take a step for the Lord. It's time to burn the ships for Him. And it's time to get to a spot where He can use you. Taylor, as you come and sing, I'm going to ask you to stay in church. If God's calling you and you feel that little prick in your heart, it's time to do something for the Lord. If you're not for Him, you're against Him. As I sing this morning, I ask you to come.
This, I don't know why, but in 2017 on a Sunday morning, if we was at Lafayette, I was sitting right where KK was, and I got saved as a little 7-year-old little girl, and I looked up at Mom, and I said, Mom, I gotta go, and I came up here, and I got up, and I remember, I don't remember if they gave me a microphone or not, but I said, I got saved, and I'm so glad. But I needed the church at that point, and we need you. It doesn't matter where you're at or what you've done. We need you in this fight because we have people that need saved, and we have people that need the gift that we've got.
Yeah, that's good, sis. As they sing, come this morning.
The family had gathered, and the darkness gave no hope, as their dear sainted loved one had drawn closer to home.
If God's calling you this morning, it's time to make a move.
Joy in their soul.
As you're thinking this morning, I want you to think about,
it won't be
when's the last time I did something for the Lord?
The day they're
let me tell you something, if it wasn't today, it's too long.
As they gather,
God's called you out of the storm and into this place where you can get help this morning. It's time to take a step to the Lord. Come this morning as they sing.
Children for one another.
not going to ask for another song. But what I want is I want those that are in the choir to come down. I want you to gather around her. And those that are willing to come up here and pray for her, I'd love for you to come up and pray for her. She's begging the Lord to save her soul. It's important that we support our people. As you come this morning and the piano plays softly, I want our people to pray for their people this morning. As we pray, about her day and night. You know, I think about Peyton, and in the back of my Bible, I've got a bunch of people that I'm praying for. And towards the top of that list was Peyton and Taylor. And keep praying for her, because she's going to get it. She's seeking the Lord. Lord's moving. She's going to get it. It's just a matter of when. Just keep following him. This morning, does anybody have anything else on their heart? Anything they'd like to say? No, we'll have you take a seat. Thankful for the service. Thankful for God's people coming together this morning. And I can't thank you enough for praying for me. Like I said, I feel like the least among you, but this church will lift you up. I appreciate you. I'm going to turn it over to Jeremy for announcements.
I just wanted to announce some stuff for Ladies Club. We do have t-shirts still going on. If you haven't ordered yours yet, the order forms are out there on the podium. They're $15. It is a fundraiser for our event in April, the Ladies of Faith Fellowship. So those order forms are out there. You can give them to me, or you can pay by Venmo on there to Angie. If you need information about the Ladies of Faith Fellowship event, you can ask me. There's some here, and there's some on the bulletin board. In March for Ladies Club, our Ladies Night Out, where we go to dinner, is on March 6th. We're meeting at Western Sizzlin at 6 p.m. And then we have a Ladies Club meeting where we will talk about lots of things regarding the event in April on March 20th at 6 o'clock in our fellowship hall.
Next Saturday, this coming Saturday, is our Girls' Day and Guys' Day. The girls are going to start here at 10 a.m. This was at 9 a.m., but we pushed it back an hour. So we are going to meet here at 10 a.m. We're going to have some coffee. We're going to have a Bible study, and then we are going to head to Columbus to shop. So we're going to have lunch and all those fun things. So you will need to bring money to shop and eat on and all that stuff. And this is for sixth grade and up. And then for the boys, they are going to be, oh, he's going to announce it. So if you do have a child that is coming to Girls Day or Guys Day, we would like to meet the parents over here for a minute just to talk to them real quick. Just the parents only. So if you have a child doing that, just meet us over here. And also on a month from today, which I think it would be March 16th, maybe, Sunday night after church, we are going to be taking 6th through 12th grade only out to Las Heredas after our evening service. So that is a month from today. We're going to take 6th through 12th grade only to Las Heredas. So remember that.
The guys are going to be 6th through 12th, or 6th grade and up, are going to be meeting at my house next Saturday. I'm sorry, Cassandra and I's house next Saturday. I got to make sure I don't get myself in trouble. And we're going to be meeting, what do we say, grade noon, right? Yeah, we're going to be meeting at our house at noon. That's 811 Primrose Drive in Wapak. If you need it, just get a hold of one of us. We're going to get some pizza and some wings, and we'll have discussion. And then we're going to leave from there around 2 o'clock and go over to the Escape Wapak. We're going to do laser tag over there for a couple hours. So that's going to be a lot of fun. The youth group's going to pay for the food. We're asking everyone else, if you're coming to play, to pay for that. It's $25 for unlimited. We're gonna be there from 2 to 4. They also offer other things like Nerf gun stuff and all kinds of fun stuff. You'll also be responsible for that. So at least bring $25, and if you want to bring some extra to play some extra stuff, you can. And then after we're done with that, we'll be done for the day.
Anybody else have anything before coming to close? If not, I'll ask you to stand. I'm going to ask Lita Witt to say the prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again, Lord, for how good you are to us, Lord, what you mean to us. Father, we're thankful for the service, Lord. Father, we're thankful for the move, Lord. We just pray that, Lord, she keeps seeking, Lord. We pray that she's able to get it, Lord. And Father, we know that, Lord, if she wants it, she can have it, Lord. We know how good your grace is, Lord. Father, for you sent your Son to die on the cross for each and every one of us, Lord. And we all have that promise, Lord. And one day I'm looking forward to meeting you in your kingdom, Lord. We ask you all these things in Jesus' name.